USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Reports are President Trump's formal personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, claims that then-candidate Trump knew in advance of a meeting with Russians offering dirt on Hillary Clinton. A number of news organizations saying Cohen did say Trump approved going ahead with that June 2016 meeting involving his son, Don Jr., at Trump Tower. Some U.S. House conservatives backing off their efforts to impeach Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, but saying they will reboot their efforts if he continues to refuse to turn over documents concerning the Russia investigation. And others could be at risk.
North Carolina Republican Mark Walker says Rosenstein isn't the only one at the DOJ that they're after.
Our focus has been more frustrated with the Attorney General rather than it has been Rosenstein.
Speaker of the House Paul Ryan is not behind the move to impeach Rosenstein.
USA Radio's Rick Vincent. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their buy one, get one free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, and enter promo code USA.
The Trump administration's two-day religious freedom summit wrapped up yesterday, but plans are already being made to hold a second event a year from now. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Sam Brownback, the ambassador-at-large for international religious freedom, concluded the ministerial declaring, "This is the moment in time."
I really think we're at a moment where the Iron Curtain prohibiting religious freedom is coming down, and that you're going to see a burst of freedom, of religious freedom around the world taking place. I really believe we're at that moment.
He concluded by saying, 3/4 the world's population live in countries where they have some or substantial religious persecution taking place.
The founder of Papa John's Pizza suing the company he founded, as John Schnatter says, it's not adequately responding to his request for internal documents. He regrets stepping down, he says, as chairman after publicity about some alleged racially insensitive comments he made to a marketing conference went public. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A deadly wildfire in California that blew up last night continues to move towards the city of Redding. The 29,000-acre car fire killing a bulldozer operator who was working to create a fire break. That fire jumping the Sacramento River, moving toward the city that's home to 92,000 people, the California Governor Jerry Brown declaring states of emergency in Shasta County, where the car fire is burning, and down south in Riverside County as well. A federal judge in New York is allowing a lawsuit against the Trump administration to proceed. The suit could keep a citizenship question off the 2020 census. U.S. federal judge Jesse Furman denying a motion by the Trump administration to dismiss the suit. The Commerce Department says it's adding the citizenship question to improve enforcement of the Voting Rights Act. New York's Attorney General Barbara Underwood says the question could cause a huge undercount that would threaten billions in federal funds and her state's representation in the Electoral College. And Roseanne Barr says the tweet that ended her hit show was meant to be political, not racist. Barr spoke on Fox News Hannity last night, her first interview since ABC canceled her show. She said her tweet was meant to be an appeal for accountability in the Obama administration for the Iran nuclear deal. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.